Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is about the row surrounding Professor Jason Arday. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. So Professor Arday, I only heard of him like a week ago or something. So he's a Cambridge Don, and he's the youngest black professor ever appointed there. Because Don is this colloquialism for people who teach at either Oxford or Cambridge. It's not used outside those two universities, because they might have unusual titles like Prilector or something like that. Rather few of them have the title Professor. I'm not sure if they're about Assistant Professors or what's the other one? Is it Junior Professor? I can't remember what else it is. But he is a full professor. I don't even know what his discipline is. But Cambridge University is extremely woke. It's very into BLM, fixated with people's immutable characteristics, whatever race, I don't know if you're able to disable to something like that, your sexual orientation. I suppose even that can change. Oh, we can't say that because, you know, gay conversion therapy should be a capital offense. They probably wouldn't think your gender is immutable. They're trying to say biological sex and gender are different, and there are many genders. You can invent genders all the time. We can have millions and millions and billions of genders. And I realize they mean individuals, not genders. All right. So it's clear that he has committed plagiarism on many, many occasions. And the one thing that makes them go absolutely berserk at these universities is academic fraud. I don't know anything about the quality of Jason Arday's work. I've not read any of it. He has a PhD. Surely it's going to be the rescission of that PhD. And I don't have a PhD, by the way. I've never really tried one. So Professor Arday has said that he made lots of mistakes in his work. But he takes responsibility for that, but he's not a liar. He hasn't admitted it was plagiarism. He said that since he came to Cambridge, there has been this conspiracy to get rid of him. It's been organized and so forth. So some people are against the so-called DEI policy, diversity, equity, inclusion. We know it's actually discrimination, exclusion, and injustice is a racist policy. So Arday was clearly appointed for solely racist reasons. And he said the mistakes in his academic work was autism, because of his autism. His autism is so severe, well, then he can't be an academic. That's it. We're just not all equally gifted in all areas. There are lots of things I can't do because I just don't have the ability in that area to be like a motor mechanic or a tennis player or all sorts of things, or a mathematician or anything in IT. So he says that he uses imitation to make sense of information. I mean, to some extent, that's true, because I mean, that's learning, copying things. But obviously, at an academic level, we've got to go beyond that level, because there have been dozens of instances where his academic work is simply lifted directly from others without attribution, or is very close. He's made some cosmetic changes. And so it was hailed when he was appointed, aged 2006. People saying, oh, well, they're not enough black dons, so this is a step forward. And he had global developmental delay in his early years. And that means being extremely low intelligence. He couldn't speak until he's 11, and he was literate till he was 18. Anyway, he became a PE teacher. Then he got a doctorate at Liverpool John Moores University, which was one of the worst ones in the United Kingdom. He taught at Roehampton, which is respectable. Durham was one of the best ones in the UK, and indeed the University of Glasgow. He guest edited the BBC Today programme. And so that's it. All right. So clearly this is not a meritocracy. They're obviously very able black academics who could have his position, but they've given it to him. So that's his PhD dissertation is there. Because why did he copy stuff? Because he wasn't capable of writing this. The other lies that Arday has told about running 30 marathons in 35 days. And at one stage, 300 miles in 3 days for charity. Now he has run some marathons and he has done some charity work, but he raised over £5 million for charity. But the charity's concerned say that's actually not true. So he definitely has raised charity money, but he's lied about the amounts. And this is consequential. So that we've got to be telling the truth. Wow. And then he's running 600 miles. And when was it? It 6 days. And actually turned out it was 12 days. So again, that's lying. That's a very impressive achievement. I couldn't even do a fraction of that. Wow. I suppose he's a great self-publicist. The so-called Good Law Project, which is just a leftist one, has got 12,000 people to sign up. So the lockstep leftists are on his side. Racialism, racialism, racialism. anything that's less than perfect for a black person is clearly racialism. And then that Ray Spater, Cain Day Andrews, an absolute bigot, an absolute imbecile, he said, as someone who's sort of always diminishing the Holocaust, saying the British Empire was more damaging than the Third Reich. Well, you know, the British Empire's got positive legacies, which is the Commonwealth Games. Dozens of countries want to be a part of the Commonwealth, which is a imperial legacy itself, including ones that were never British colonies, like Rwanda and Gabon and Mozambique. Now, why on earth would they do that? It was such a negative thing. And we could just go through all the pros and cons, but there are loads of negative things. The fact that Professor Andrews is in the United Kingdom, that is a corollary of imperialism. So why does he even speak English? Okay, he could have spoken an indigenous African language. If British imperialism is not a good thing, he should never speak a word of English again, and so on. And he said that the accusations against the predictable is baseless. Well, that's not true. The accusations are true, and even the professor himself has said so. Wow, it's calling it a non-story. It definitely isn't a non-story. Wow. So he just should never have been appointed. I have no objection to be black academics being appointed. Wouldn't care if every single don in Cambridge University was black. Having a black chancellor, absolutely fine. The black heads of houses, I'm very happy with that. But just not this person. And this is where racism leads us, is appointing people to positions that they shouldn't have. You say, oh, but there's white privilege, which is a racist myth in itself. And I don't know of a single case where people said, well, we've got to appoint this person because he's white, even though his work is shoddy, even though we know that he's cheated academically, even though he's lied about his charity fundraising. We must defend him at all costs because of his color. He's white. This really is ludicrous. And this is where DEI will take us, appointing people who are clearly unqualified, completely incapable of doing that job. Now, it might also come into the whole neurodiversity thing. A rather high percentage of Cambridge undergraduates are now diagnosed with special educational needs. I can't remember the datum off the top of my head, but it's preposterous. I mean, so if you're anything less than perfect, you've got special educational needs. It's ridiculous. More time in exams, allowed to take exams again. No, you're just being a weakling. Tough. You've got to sit in one go. And if you can't cope with the stress, don't apply for the course then. Doing the exam in 3 hours is harder than doing it in 5 hours or something. And that's it. Slow processing. Well, that's a limitation on your intelligence. So you're not capable of doing it. Wow. You know, there's a maths exam. I'm bad at maths. It's a non-calculator exam. You give me my calculator to boost me. No, that would be wrong. That's not fair. We've got to do it. Equality, whatever to equality, doing it under the same conditions. Yeah, the same terms. But people's abilities are different. They are, because some people are better at some things than others. You know, I can't run the 100 meters in 9 seconds. So why don't you give me sort of a 10-second head start or something? This is how preposterous it is, because talent's not distributed equally. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then at PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.